Hello, you're listening to WMFO, that's WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio, WMFO Medford. I'm your host for the next hour, I'm Lucy, this is Naive Melodies, and I am here with my co-host, my dad.
Hello from David.
Yes, so that's my dad, and this week we will be doing a show of covers. Each song that we're playing is a, each song is a cover of, another song, whether or not you knew it. Some of these songs are famous covers. The kind of songs that everyone, or at least most people, might have an idea of. Oh yeah, like that's, they covered this song, I know that. Or there's a lot of songs on this list that maybe people had no idea were covers, which is always kind of fun.
Right. Hopefully you know one or the other or both of the songs. But,
yes.
But if not, hopefully it's just fun anyway.
Exactly. So this first song, this is my pick. This is Hanging on the Telephone by Blondie. Many people, this is one of those songs I think many people would probably think is a Blondie song. It's actually a song by the band The Nerves. But yeah, so let's go ahead and play that.
I'm in the phone booth, it's a one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just ring it off the wall. I know he's there, but I just try to call.
Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone.
I heard your mother, now she's going out the door. Did she go to work or just go to the store?
Okay, that was Blondie and Hanging on the Telephone. Neat story of how they came to that song. Jeffrey Lee Pierce from the Gun Club was famously their fan club president and passed it along to them. Anyway, next we have Soul Kitchen by X. The first few X records were produced by Ray Manzarek from The Doors, and they cover this Doors song, Soul Kitchen, on the first X record. And listening to it now, it's amazing how it works both as an X song and a Doors song, and how lyrically it could have been written by X, but of course it was written by The Doors.
I'm
All right, that was X with their version of The Doors' Soul Kitchen. Next, we step into the world of Devo, D'Evolution, and their cover of Satisfaction from the Rolling Stones.
Before I play the next song, we're going to go ahead and play a PSA. So this is a PSA brought to you by Ad Council on the Environment.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, this next song is Take Me to the River by the Talking Heads. This is a cover of the Al Green song. This is my dedication for my grandmother, Grams. If you are new here, a new listener, or maybe just an old listener, and this is your favorite part of the show, besides the PSA, of course, each week I dedicate a song to my grandmother, Grams. Grams, I love you so much. I hope you're having a great week. This one's for you. This is Take Me to the River.
Thank you.
right, that was Take Me to the River by the Talking Heads. And this next song is also my pick. This is a cover of the Junior Mervin song, I believe, Police and Thieves. And yeah, this is The Clash's cover, Police and Thieves. Hope everyone enjoys.
But
All right, we will move from The Clash to Morrissey and his cover of one of my favorite magazine songs, a song from Under the Floorboards. Just love the way he does it, quite faithful to the original and just beautifully done. Morrissey, a song from Under the Floorboards. Morrissey. Now we will dig into the world of Japan, a rare cover from the band. This is Ain't That Peculiar, the Marvin Gaye song, and a really great update from right around 1980. Mm-hmm.
said I'm crazy about you. Staring too long when I can't live without you. Every chance you get, you seem to hurt me more. But it just makes my love grow stronger than before. And the flowers grow to rain, I've been love grow to pain. Ain't that peculiar? Say, need you to answer your desire to make me love. It's a dagger and shame, my love you make, and I seem true. If the truth makes love last longer, why the last make love stronger? Ain't that peculiar? Peculiarity, ain't that
Okay, we're back on WMFO, and it's David and Lucy. Well, it's Lucy's show, but I'm happy to be guesting today for the Portland Tapes. And the next song is D'Angelo's cover of Feel Like Making Love from the Voodoo record. There's a fantastic video on YouTube of about the Soulquarians and about the process of D'Angelo and Questlove taking over Electric Lady Studios, Jimi Hendrix's studio, and the music that they made, an extraordinary amount of incredible music in a very short period of time. But this is just a great, great song. Mm-hmm.
Alright, this next song is by Nirvana. It's a cover by Nirvana. It is The Man Who Sold the World. It's originally a David Bowie song, for those who did not know. And this cover was recorded during an MTV Unplugged session. It's fantastic. I personally believe it's a lot more chilling than the original David Bowie version. There's something about it, and maybe it's just Kurt Cobain's vocals, but something about it just seems a little bit... You're listening to it, and something feels a little bit maybe peculiar. I don't really know how to describe it. It just feels a little bit...
Desperate?
Desperate, maybe. A little bit just... I don't know if unhinged is the word, but just something that feels...
It's unnerving.
It's unnerving. It's a little unnerving. So it's a really fantastic cover. I think the way I think about covers a lot of times is that it's great to... It's, I think my favorite covers are the ones that in some way maybe stay true to the original while also making it a completely different piece of music. I mean, you have Hurt by Johnny Cash, for example, the cover of the Nine Inch Nails song just stays true to a lot of the song, but also is a completely different... It is... You know, I think it's one of my favorite things about the cover. Just something that is completely different and feels like it was you know, it's very much so by a different artist.
There has to be a reason to do the cover.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it's karaoke.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's another one I could screw up.
What is it?
Am I gonna do this by myself?
Yeah, do it by yourself.
Okay, well, I think I'll try it in a different key. I'll try it in the normal key.
Yeah.
If it sounds bad, these people are just gonna have to wait.
Alright, so that was The Man Who Sold the World, covered by Nirvana. And this next song, you know, the Beatles are obviously a hard band to cover. Any ambitious soul who chooses to cover a Beatles song is obviously taking a lot on. You know, there's nothing quite like deciding to cover the Beatles and, you know, putting that out there into the world. But this is one of those few, maybe not few, I mean, there's a lot of covers I do prefer over the original. But this is one of those covers of a Beatles song that you think, I think a lot of people, or maybe I'm just, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but I think a lot of people listen to this song, listen to this cover by Susie and the Banshees of Dear Prudence and think to themselves, you know, I actually think this is like more interesting and better than the original. I mean, it's a hard thing to accomplish, and I believe this song is so different from the Beatles version in such an interesting way. And maybe also I'm just a bigger Susie and the Banshees fan than I am Beatles, so that also probably makes me quite biased in this regard. But, you know, listening to this song, I really do think, I think it's musically a little bit more interesting. And listening to it, I think it's a really great piece of music. And I think that this is, you know, if you're talking about covers like we were earlier, you know, this is one of those covers that you would point to and say it is influenced by the original, but it is also completely its own thing. It is its own piece of music. It is, and it's beautiful in that regard. And I think that's what makes a cover really special. So I love this cover, and I hope everyone listening thinks as highly of it as I do.
right, that was Susie and the Banshees, Dear Prudence. And we were talking off mic about the fact that it's Devo doing the Rolling Stones. It's a deconstructed version, very different of its moment. I think it was such a surprise that Susie would do a Beatles song in such a lovely, sincere way and original way. Okay, moving on, something completely different. This is Dead or Alive, but not You Spin Me Round, because that's not a cover. This is from their first record, their version of KC and the Sunshine Band's That's the Way I Like It. And I remember the first time I actually saw the video, I was in a conference room at a record company, and it was just on an extra reel of things. And I saw it and said, wow, they have presence. No one cared really about the first record, but then the next album comes out and You Spin Me Round, and I guess you would say the rest is history.
Keep that body strong. Keep that body strong.
This next song is the last song. It is another Marvin Gaye cover. This is The Slits. I Heard It Through the Grapevine. I think this is such an interesting take on the song. A lot more of a kind of gothic, a little bit more in the same vein of The Man Who Sold the World. There's something that's just very unnerving about this cover. I guess it almost feels like, at least in my mind, whatever is being heard through the grapevine carries a bigger capacity to ruin the narrator's life than the, if you want to put it that way. It feels, I mean, at least as the listener, as someone who's listened to the Marvin Gaye version, and the Slits version, when I listen to the Marvin Gaye version, which of course is fantastic, I mean, Marvin Gaye is phenomenal, you're listening to it and you're like, oh man, like, yeah, like, God, you know, you hear anything through the grapevine, like, all these kind of things going on, like, all right. You hear the Slits version and you're like, oh my God, like, I hope she's okay. Like,
this very is disorienting.
Like, she's gonna, yeah, you know, like, I hope she's all right, like, after this. I don't know if she'll be quite the same, which I think is a great success of this cover. But yeah, I hope listening to it, people listening also think to themselves, man, I hope she's okay, but enjoy.
Yeah.
All right, so that was our last song, and I really hope you got the same impression I was talking about of, you know, I wonder if she's okay, and if that was a thought that popped into your mind, as my dad astutely pointed out to me off air, well, no, she's not okay, Lou. She is dead. So, yeah.
Very, very sad that she passed away from cancer many years ago. Interesting life, committed life to music.
Yeah.
And imagine that, you know, John Lydon is your stepfather.
That comes with a whole world of problems. But anyway, this has been Naive Melodies on WMFO Medford. Please tune in next week on Tuesday. And I hope everyone's having a great week and has a great rest of their week.